What Women Must Know. This is a show empowering you with truthful information so you can make the most informed decisions possible regarding your health and well-being. So it's great having you on my show. If you are listening for the first time, thank you for joining me. And I invite you to go to my website, which is whatwomenmustknow.com, or my Facebook page, which is also What Women Must Know. Like me over there, because if you miss a show, I send out the archives to everyone. And I also have ongoing articles and there's special reports I send you if you opt into my website. So it's a way to just keep getting empowered with the education and knowledge that can really help you navigate through your life. And I also want to share with people that I have a very special guest with me today. Some of you, if you've been listening for a while, may remember that I have talked about a unique experience that I have had in Costa Rica at a very special retreat called the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. And this is a place that we're going to explore today in the show. We're going to talk to Jerry Powell, who's the founder of this extraordinary place. And I just want to say a few things before we jump into this conversation. I have been on a journey, a personal journey and a spiritual journey for many, many, many decades, actually, in the quest of really connecting with who I am, because I really believe that the more we connect to our soul, our inner self, the more we align with life and the more we can fulfill the purpose for which we embodied in the first place and be of greatest service. So it's been a lifelong journey for me. And my journey has taken me to some interesting places. I've lived in communities, spiritual communities in Scotland. I've lived in India. I have, just been to Egypt. I've traveled all over the world, actually, on this quest. And then I was introduced to the Rhythmia Life Advancement Center. And the fact that this is the first medically licensed center to explore and work with the traditional plant medicine of the indigenous peoples of Central and South America. So I was so intrigued. I went, and I have to say to everyone listening that this truly, truly has transformed my life. And I have now been to Rhythmia three times. I will be returning this August as one of their special instructors, lecturers, doing my new Radical Rejuvenation Reset program. And I also will be returning in February, bringing a group of intrepid explorers, inner explorers, with me. And I just think this is the most amazing place in the world. And that's why I have invited my dear friend, someone who I have great respect for, Jerry Powell, who is the founder and inspiration and an amazing man on a profound mission, to be with me today. So we're going to be exploring the power of plant medicine for healing and transformation. And before I bring Jerry on, I want to just share with you a bit about who this extraordinary man is. Jerry Powell is the personification of the American success story, who realized, as do many people in his position, that money does not necessarily buy happiness. Instead, he opted to try anything available to hide from himself and his perfect life. Most of his existence, he suffered from addiction and depression, incessantly trying to fill the hole deep within with little or no success. Ultimately, after much trial and error, he found that manifesting the truth of who you are and becoming your authentic self is true success and happiness. And he was able to rid himself of the demons within and live a happy, healthy, sober, and full life. He built multiple companies from nothing and sold them for hundreds of millions of dollars. And in 1995, Jerry started a website that was the first company organized to provide mass market access to cosmetic surgery procedures. And it was a great success. In fact, he quotes, "I sold my company for $94 million. I had 5 houses, 20-plus cars, and 2 planes. I achieved the American dream, but I was hooked on Demerol, was an alcoholic, and was suicidal. I realized that money and success could never make me feel whole. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on my journey to heal myself, from rehab centers to various modalities through which I had to travel the world. A friend introduced him to plant medicine, and in one night, he was healed and liberated from a lifetime of suffering. He realized that his life mission was to help others. His path led him to opening Rhythmia Life Advancement Center, a unique healing retreat in Costa Rica that incorporated all of the modalities that had the greatest impact on his healing, and to share them with as many people as possible to make a huge difference in the world. And it's my great pleasure to welcome my dear friend and great inspiration, Jerry Powell, to the show today. So welcome, Jerry.
Thanks so much, Dr. Sullen. Thank you for the nice, kind words. I really appreciate it. You know that I appreciate you so much. So thank you again for having me on your show. It means a lot to me.
Well, I appreciate you because I know you're so busy. And, you know, when I first arrived at Rhythmia, it was, two Februarys ago, and you were just open for a short period of time. And in 2 years or so, you have created such a success with people coming from all over the world. When I was at Rhythmia, there were people from Australia, there were people from Germany, there were people from England, there were people came from South Africa, Zambia. I mean, it was extraordinary how your vision has attracted people. So let's start at the beginning, because for people who don't know what we're talking about when we talk about the power of plant medicine for healing and transformation, let's start by talking about some of the traditional modalities that indigenous people have been using, and then let's talk about your journey and how they have been a key to your profound transformation healing. Your story is just always inspirational, and you have a new book that you've recently written about your experiences, so we'll talk about all this. So since we've titled this conversation today about the power of plant medicine, let's define what that is.
Yeah, so to me, like, plant medicine is, there's so many different types of plant medicine, but and in these indigenous cultures, they would use them either through a shaman or shaman in a group setting to get to be able to have a conversation with one's soul. That's that's my interpretation of the idea behind it. And I mean, there are so many different types of plant medicines that are available. I bet there's over 160, I think, that have some type of psychedelic, which is a very interesting term, but psychedelic nature to them. I love the master teaching plants, which I believe are iboga, ayahuasca, San Pedro, canna. I think are the master teachers. And of them all, I don't want to say I have a favorite, but if I did, it would be ayahuasca, because it's the most interesting and gentle of those plants. And the indigenous cultures have been using them for since recorded time, right? So since they've been keeping records, and they use the medicine as a way to speak to one's soul. A lot of us think we've talked to our soul, and we think that until we have a journey. I know guys that are like super meditators that can meditate 5, 6, and 7 hours, and they get really deep. When you compare that, and I'm not going to say one can get deeper, but I could take somebody who's never meditated before and in one night get them that deep. You know what I mean? So it's they're really exceptional opportunities these plants are to discover oneself, you know?
And that's why the indigenous cultures throughout the world have actually worked with the plant kingdom. They have worked with these specific plants that have been given to them, or given to us, given to humanity, for the ability to awaken us to who we are. And, there was an interesting documentary I watched many years ago, and it was talking about how these ancient traditions, working with plants as healers, has consistently been denied to us, made illegal, shut down from having easy access. It's as though a system that we're part of, I'd like to call it the Matrix, has attempted deliberately to keep us from having easy access to opportunities to wake up to who we are. And now it's time. There's a resurgence going on that is allowing all of us seeking out of our pain, out of our misperceptions, out of our limitations to return to a greater knowledge of the power that we have available to us. And I just want to add to that, and then I'm going to ask you to talk more about your journey, Jerry. But in my experience of being at Rythmia, for the 3 visits I've had, actually it's 4 weeks total, I've seen miracles happen. I have seen people with post-traumatic stress heal. I've seen people with cancers heal. I've seen people with traumas of sexual abuse in childhood heal. I have seen a friend of mine came from Australia who was just about legally blind, and after the 1 week, her sight was returned to her. No doctor was able to help her. So I have seen all varieties of transformations as people reconnect to the power that they are, which is why I love this work, and I love what you're doing. So having said all that, I'm just going to hand it over to you, Jerry, and talk about what brought you to this, because your story is an inspiration to everyone, and I think it's a big part of the journey that you're on and the purpose of Rythmia as well.
I love that. Okay, good. So my story was pretty simple. I was born in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I was born in a family that was rough. We're Irish, Italian, and Catholic, and I was actually, part of a family that hit women and hit children, so these were learned things for me. And I just grew up in an environment that was uncomfortable and scary and everything else. And I ended up getting kicked out of a couple schools. I ended up going to jail. And I got out of jail as a young guy, and I decided I was going to make something of myself. So I went out and I started making money, and I became a millionaire in my 20s. And in my 30s, I took a company public, and in my early 40s, I sold another company for about $90 million. But I became an animal. I was a drunk, a cocaine addict, a sex addict, a misogynist. I had terrible energy. I was always in fist fights. I was loud and aggressive and abusive and just about everything that was bad. It was so bad that I tried to commit suicide on 2 different occasions. And I was just a complete wreck. And I finally decided to go get help. And I went to Passages in Malibu, California. And this was in 2009. And, I met a guy, Dr. Jeff McNary, who's my chief medical officer of this business now. But I met him from the first time in 2009. He was the director of Passages Malibu. And he just became my friend. And he really started to help me. And for the first time, I started to get past my addiction. At the time, I was addicted to injectable Demerol. And after 2 months with Jeff, I didn't do it anymore. But I got out of Passages, and I was still drunk, cocaine doing, loud, aggressive, sexually addicted, misogynistic guy. And I stayed in therapy. I went to therapy 5 days a week with Jeff, and I hired him full time out of Passages. And I was in therapy with Reverend Kathleen McNamara from Agape, the Agape Spiritual Center in Culver City. And I was in therapy with her for 2 days a week. So I had 7 days a week of therapy from about 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon for over 4.5 years. and I still was the same guy. It didn't change. And it got so bad that I told Jeff I was thinking about killing myself, and he said, take a vacation. And I ended up taking a vacation to the Philippines, and while I was on vacation, a woman who I met through Jeff texted or Facebook messaged me, and she said that she was coming to the Philippines to do a no-speak retreat in this city called Cebu, and she had something that she wanted to talk to me about, and could she stop in on me? And I said, of course, right? And she got there, and she said, hey, Jerry, she goes, I know what you are, and I know that you're at the end of your rope, and I want you to know that I had a friend who was just like you, who went and did some plant medicine in Costa Rica, and he came back a week later, and he was a different guy, and he's been a different guy ever since, and he's happy and prosperous and all these things. And I thought, you know, I was so far near the end of my rope, I figured I'd take a chance and I'd do it. And I traveled from the Philippines to Costa Rica, and, you know, in this really, you know, long and detailed story, I'll give you the short of it. I took this medicine, and the shaman who was guiding me sent me to the moon on this medicine, and the moon would type out all of these answers to me.
This is in an altered state, we have to say, right?
Yeah, a very, very altered state. And it was recorded on a tape recorder, but you would be reciting what the moon was writing. And she showed me a video of me being sexually abused at 3 years old, and it was an interactive video. I was in the video with what was going on, and that explained to me why I was such a strange guy. And it explained to me, so my first question is, why am I such a a-hole? That was my first question to the moon, and the moon showed me this video and showed me getting sexually molested by my grandfather, and it explained why I was drunk, and why I didn't trust women, and why I didn't trust men, and why I had these sexual problems and all these things. And then the moon kept answering these questions that I had about life, about how to be happy and what these different things are. And she would write these long answers that were so beautiful. And at the end of the night, the moon actually took my heart out of my chest and gave me a brand new heart. And then the next day, sorry about this, the next day was the first day of my life. I was brand new, and I was happy and walking around, and hang on, I should put this on now. I was happy and walking around, and it really made a difference in my life. I changed that day. I didn't want to smoke, and I didn't want to drink, and I didn't want to do anything that was wrong. And that really changed my life. From that day on, things were different. I started. Immediately, I used to drink, and I'm not kidding you, I drank about 200 drinks a month. I went from drinking 200 drinks a month to maybe drinking 5 a month. I used to smoke about 800 cigarettes a month, and that went from 800 cigarettes to about 5 a month. And so it got me so that I could really do whatever I wanted to do. I was no longer addicted to anything. And I went from having, you know, so many different women in my life, it was ridiculous, to being with one person and falling in love and being in a monogamous relationship and getting married. And, like, it just changed my whole life around. So within 3 months of that first journey, I bought this place, this Rhythmia. And we started this program. We started doing it for other people. And it's a particular program where the medicine shows you who you become, merges you back with your soul, and then heals your heart. It's this three-step program, and we run it all the time here, and it's done all the time, all the time, all the time. And that's the secret to why we're doing so well. The business itself started out like, you know, when you were first here, there was nobody here. And now we're full most of the time. And so by next year, we'll be full for the whole year. This is really catching on. And if you want to see what people are saying who go through this, go to the Rythmia. It's Rythmia. Go to Rythmia TripAdvisor, and you can see what, you know, 400 or 500 people are saying about this thing. And it's life-changing. And you've experienced it, Doctor, and you've seen other people really get healed, because this is the most interesting part of it, is that when you merge back with your soul, all of your physical diseases, the source goes away. So the source of the disease goes away. When the source goes away, it heals itself. And you watch people get healed here. It's amazing.
So I just want to comment a couple of things. I've been a psychotherapist for many years before I became a naturopathic doctor, and I have explored myself in many ways. And one of the things that became so clear to me through the experiences at Rythmia was that the ultimate healing is reconnecting with your soul, your spiritual self, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, that place that is your source of your divinity. And however that pain, that trauma from disconnecting from that source plays out in your life, you will experience pain, you will experience illness, you will experience dysfunctional relationships or addictions. I mean, we try to treat the symptoms, right? We try to, like for you, with those thousands of hours of therapy, it didn't go anywhere. It was a cognitive experience. You couldn't get to the deep healing, which was so painful, so traumatic for you, that it was deeply buried in your unconscious, that your sexual abuse, and it's not just your sexual abuse, it was your ancestral sexual trauma, you know, your generations that happened to you. You know, so we carry these memories and we act it out. So whether people are dealing with cancers, or they're dealing with dysfunctional relationships, or they're dealing with frustration in their businesses, the source is always a wound that we carry from an earlier time or somewhere else in time that is not healed. It's not resolved. We're not connected again to the truth. And the power of the work that goes on at Rythmia, and, you know, you do massages, there's organic medicine, there's lectures, you know, they're bringing all sorts of amazing guests, people coming in, such as what I'll be doing when I'm there. And then you have the shaman trained people to guide people in these ceremonies over four nights. And I can absolutely testify that when people can surrender to these ceremonies based on this medicine used by the indigenous people in Latin America, particularly in the Amazon, or originated, and I've been to Peru and I've worked with some of those indigenous people, and you bring that to Rythmia in Costa Rica, it's a lot easier for people to be there and have a five-star experience than being in the jungles. But, you know, Jerry, I see this over and over again. I see the miracles that go on. People arrive with their pain, and they leave with their joy and connected again. And the issues that they had in the days and weeks and months since they leave are resolved, because something deeply profound has changed within them.
Within them. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, and that's why I am so drawn to this work. And that, you know, I've brought about 35 people to Rhythmia on two different occasions, and I've followed these people. I listen to what's going on with them when they leave, what's going on in their lives, and they just keep reporting to me how this experience has stayed with them and how it has morphed into the wonderful things going on in their life, you know, down the
track.
How
beautiful.
Yeah, so it's not like a you know, one night wonder, right? It's something deeply transforming in people. And this is a time where I believe we have to wake up. This, you know, to be quite honest and talking in an honest way with everyone listening, I do believe we are at a point in our human history when it is imperative we wake up to who we really are, to our spiritual essence, to fulfill a purpose that we all have come to fulfill. And that's why Rhythmia is so important to me, because it allows us to remember who we are and why we're here.
Oh, it's beautiful. And I not only is it beautiful, I believe it to be spot on true. I think that's exactly what's I just think that's what's going on. I think that's the truth that that sorry about that, Cheryl.
Yeah, all your friends want to get in on the act.
No, they want to be part of the show. So I find that to be absolutely true. And you see, we have the benefit. I think to date, there's been about 3,400 people through the doors here. And now there's closer to 300 new ones a month coming through. And we track these people at 3, 6, and 9 months. With surveys, and we find that and this is a crazy stat, that, you know, when people leave their vacation, they're given a survey, and the last question in the survey is, did you receive your miracle? And it's the miracle of reuniting with their soul, and about 97 out of 100 say yes. That's a great thing.
Yeah,
but there are a lot of retreats where people are pumped when they leave, and then it wears off. The beautiful part is at 9 months, those same people who are surveyed, 99% of them say that this was the week that changed their life. So this change, this reunification with your soul is a permanent change. So, you know, I have people, you know, that are real searchers that have been working for 20 years, like on meditation, this and that and the other thing, that come here and they say, oh, I'm mad at myself because I should have done this 20 years ago because it's made such an impact on my life.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit more about what goes on with plant medicine. Many people listening either have really not heard anything about this, or there may be a lot of things floating around out there about this medicine from plants to plants in the Amazon it's called ayahuasca. There may be a lot of either ignorance about it or misunderstanding about it, and maybe some fear around it. So let's talk about that honestly and help dispel the misinformation that people have and why this is a path. This can be an amazing path for accelerated resolution of unfinished business for people.
I love how you said that. I like to be super, super open about this. The medicine, if you're not used to it and if you're not prepared for what's going to happen, or you look on YouTube and you see someone just throwing up and you don't understand it, and it looks like it looks very scary. The truth of the matter is this: the medicine itself can make you throw up, and for most folks it does. It's the most beautiful type of throwing up in the world, because you're throwing up your emotions that are no longer needed, your unexpressed feelings, you're getting rid of all this stuff. And the real fear, a lot of people are very afraid of it, and they think they're afraid because they're going to throw up. But what's so amazing is that we all, our subconsciousness, all already know the medicine. And we know that when we drink it, we're going to be forced to look at ourselves. And that's where the real fear, that's where the real fear is, that the looking at myself, what is that going to show me? And for that reason, the medicine is scary to a lot of people. And the week of work here is super hard work. I would never advertise it as easy. This is really hard work. It's the most rewarding work I think one can do. And there are parts of it that if you're doing it right, there are parts of it that are going to be scary. And it might be in the medicine and it might be outside of the medicine, but there will be parts that are scary. At least that's been my experience. And I think it's been yours too, Dr. Sullivan.
Oh, absolutely. I think the greatest courage is for someone to face their fears. That's the greatest courage. And that's what so many people avoid because we think it's too painful. We think it's too painful to go back inside and access whatever it is. We don't even know necessarily what it is that is our nemesis or the fears that we believe are going to be either re-experienced, the pain is going to be re-experienced, or something out of control will happen, over whatever our mind makes up, right? Our mind's making up all the stories, and we're here to reconnect. Our purpose in life is to go through our various trials and tribulations. There isn't one person on this earth who doesn't have them, but the real warrior is the one who's willing to face them and to become more of an enlightened being, I would have to say. You know, more enlightened from the place of having a different perspective on who they are and what life can offer and how to live life. So I want to just share, since I've been doing these journeys at Rhythmia, I have found, and some of them have been quite profound. Some of them have actually allowed me to clear birth trauma that had a huge impact on how I was living my life and how I was relating to people. Sometimes the journeys are just very beautiful and relaxing. They have, you know, every time it's a different reality, right? You're in a different place.
Right.
But what I want to share with everyone is that since I have been on this journey, working with this plant medicine as part of my healing time, I have found that life is just much more enjoyable, much more effortless, and less worrying about. I actually don't worry about things. Opportunities just come. I don't even plan. I used to plan and organize and, you know, initiate, make sure lots of things are happening so I wouldn't be without, you know, an event, an income, whatever. And now I just sit back. I meditate every day, and I think, that's another point I want to say. You have to do the inner work and continue doing your spiritual work. It's not a one-hit wonder. You have to just use this medicine to deepen and strengthen your journey here. But my life is just flowing, Jerry, in a way that it never did before. And
isn't that beautiful?
Isn't it? It's wonderful. And so much has come into my life this year. You know, in the beginning of the year, I didn't know what was going to happen, and now I've been traveling and lectures in Australia and going back to Costa Rica and you know, Florida doing women's lectures there. I mean, just so many things have happened. I had a book that was released this year. So it's how we're meant to live life, without fear, without worry.
I believe so, too.
Right?
I believe so, too. I believe it brings you back. To that point, and to your point about you've got to continue your practices. Nothing could be more true. What this does, this illuminates this great gift. But at the end of the day, you still have to do the work, and the work is an everyday job, right?
Absolutely, and you know, it's deepening. It's letting us continue to explore, expand, and fulfill the intentions that we have. And you know, as you were saying, your life is such an example of what happens when you live in this matrix world, because we're taught that it's money, it's power. You know, it's sex, rock and roll, you know, and that's the optimal achievement. You know, I have friends, relatives, I mean, they're really trying to make a big business so they can sell it, make a lot of money, and then go sit on the beach. You know,
right.
There is a rude awakening that comes. That's
God.
Not what it's about, right?
It's the hardest, that one. And the later in life that happens to you, the harder that is. Like when you knock it out of the park at 60 and you worked your whole life for this money, and then you realize that wasn't it. It's a very interesting feeling, you know, that I've been on the wrong course for a while, you know.
And now it's like it's. I mean, so your destiny, your karma was to be a multimillionaire.
I believe that.
Right, and
I believe
what you're doing now is using those resources to really fulfill your greater purpose on Earth, which is what
yes,
Rhythmia
I'm
is
really
about.
Trying. And we're really trying to do that in a way that is like in the best interest of everybody.
And you're so authentic about that, Jerry. I mean, you know, I know I've heard your story many times of what you were like, which is really hard to imagine how you were back then, because right now you are just so so authentic in your love and caring and supportive people, which just, you know, radiates from you. And it's not just you, Jerry. That energy of love and support and authentic caring radiates from every single person who is working at Rhythmia. Every single person, there is a special energy that is going on there that I don't quite understand, but it's like the medicine, that healing energy from the medicine has permeated everything about your community, your center, because everyone expresses that love there. Everyone who works there is such a beautiful manifestation of that loving, caring energy.
That's so nice of you to say. And I really do believe that you know, we have, you know, a particular feeling that is in the place. And I think it has to do with so much medicine being served and so much truth being revealed that it just sort of taps each person and gets transferred to each person. And, you know, we're all growing, all of us, every day. The employees are growing in love. The management is growing in love. We're trying to be better people. And this is an environment that you can't escape that from. So if you're here, you either get swept up in it or you get spit out of it, right? So the people that are here are very, very, very tuned in to everybody's journey. And it has a certain feeling. And we get letters all the time from people that became friends while they're here that just have this lifelong relationship because of somebody that they met, you know, 1 week at Rhythmia. Very crazy, right?
It's a soul meeting. People don't sit at those tables and just chit-chat about the latest pop song or something, you know? It's
right.
Like there are deep, meaningful connections that happen and deep, meaningful conversations that happen because you're in a place that has that as its purpose, to connect on a deep soul level. Jerry, so for people who are listening, let's talk a little bit more about the medicine. Who is the plant medicine, ayahuasca? We're talking about ayahuasca. Let's explain exactly what ayahuasca is, first of all.
So it's two plants that come from the Amazon basin that are cooked to a tea and mixed together. And it's their subcomponent is DMT. But there's all kinds of ways to experience DMT, and the plant medicine of ayahuasca, I think, is the cleanest way because it involves two whole plants. And so the experience itself is one that's, you know, there are no words for it, right? I wouldn't even know where to start with explaining what that's about. Do you have any idea?
Well, you know, not really, but from what I have read, you know, the combination of these two plants from the Amazon have the ability to sustain and access an altered level of awareness, or you might say our true awareness. I think this is our altered level of awareness where we are right now. So it's like it opens, then there's a whole explanation, and Dr. Alberto Viotto, who's a professor at University of, was University of California, Berkeley, in psychology, is also a shaman, has some great explanations of what happens and how it opens up serotonin levels. And there's a whole, there is a whole physiological way to understand it. But basically, the medicine, when you drink the medicine, because it's drunk in a ceremony at night, you do this in the dark at night, is accessing and opening centers of awareness and centers of consciousness. And it allows you to have insight. And the thing I love about the medicine, and it's often referred to as Mother Ayahuasca, the spirit of this plant medicine. Sometimes people have an experience of the spirit of that plant medicine, and sometimes you don't. I mean, I can't say I did, but I have friends who have experienced that spirit coming to them and guiding them and teaching them and healing them and showing them things they need to be shown so they can come back together to their self again, to merge with your soul.
Yes.
So you're drinking this liquid that's been, you know, brewed for a period of time. It's been prayed over. You know, we're working with energies, working with energy medicine. It's not all that's visible. It's what's invisible as well that is going on when you do this level of work. I mean, you know, people can think you're crazy talking about plant medicine spirits, but they're very real. And you have to alter your awareness to access that reality, right? You know, otherwise you just think you're stuck in the third dimension here. There's more going on here, meets the eye.
There is. Oh, I so agree with
that. Who is not a candidate for doing this medicine?
I would say that anybody who's still on certain pharmaceuticals, and really, I suppose that's just the physical side of it. The part that's more important than that is if you want to do it for fun, it's not the thing to do. If you want to do it to say that you did it, it's not the thing to do. It's for people that really, really, really want to change their experience. That's exactly who it's for. So you have to be careful, because the temptation could be to be like, oh, let's pretend it's an amusement park and go for a ride. That is not the way to do this thing at all.
So it's people who are sincere in their spiritual process and their healing process, or could be their physical healing process, but people who have a really deep and profound intention to make some significant changes in their lives.
And to make sure that change, and it could be, listen, you could be having the worst week of your life, and it could be the absolute right thing to do. I would just say that they have to check their level of sincerity. Is it really, why am I doing this? Am I doing it to get better? That's the great one. Am I doing it to advance? That's a great one. Am I doing it to tell someone I did it? That's not a good one.
Right.
And they never work out well, you know.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's not recreational. This is serious. This is serious inner work. This is very serious inner work. So,
and
it's
so
not
deep.
A, you know,
this is such deep
it's
work.
It's so deep. It also isn't appropriate for people who have certain health conditions. Which ones are those? Who does that qualify? People have had heart issues, heart issues.
Yeah. Heart issues are not the best. You know, and here's what's so funny: there are centers around the world that do plant medicine with people with heart. You know, heart issues. We're not one. You know, we have a fairly detailed screening process that's run by Jeff McNary, Dr. Jeff, and And, you know, unfortunately here, about a full third to 40% of all people who want to come here are denied for medical reasons. And it's usually because they're on a certain pharmaceutical that they have to be off of for about 30 days prior to coming.
And it's hard for some medications to do that. I mean, to get off, withdraw in 30 days, like antidepressants, for instance.
And that's usually the one that we run into, antidepressants.
So talk about being the first medically licensed plant medicine center in the world.
Yeah, so we are we know the only licensed plant medical center in the world. So the difference between coming here and going anywhere else is that you have a full medical staff of support here. So you have 4 nurses, 2 doctors, an EMT, a psychologist, a life coach, and all for you here during your stay. So we have different things. We have group talks, workshops, individual therapy, all this going on at the same time. And that's what makes us different than anywhere else that is happening in the world. And I want to say, Cheryl, if I will, one little thing about my book. The book is about all of the different things that the moon said to me on these ceremonies and these journeys. And it's entitled Shit the Moon Said, because there was so much different stuff that the moon told me during these ceremonies. And it gives people a great insight as to what to expect from a plant ceremony. And that's it's SH*T, the moon said, and it's available on Amazon. And it really, I mean, from the people that read it, like, there's reviews, and they're all very good reviews about it. And it gives people like a pre-ceremony experience just by reading the book. So a lot of folks are afraid, and they want to know more before they move forward. And the book is a great way of getting access to some of the feeling tone of what these ceremonies are about.
And I have to say that experience on being on the plant medicine, it wasn't ayahuasca, it was a different medicine that healed you of your addictions, called Iboga, that's African in nature, comes from Africa. But the but that was the, and this book, which, SH*T, not saying it out loud, the moon said, that's Jerry's title. It's only Jerry could come up with a title like that, I have to say, Jerry. the only title I can't say on air.
I like
but,
it.
The story and the hope that it gives, because you were such an addict due to the trauma that you didn't even know you had that got revealed from this medicine. But this particular plant medicine, which is not offered at Rythmia, there are other places that do offer it, is specifically designed to heal people of intractable addictions. I mean, in one session in a couple of, or 1 week for sure, people come in totally addicted, out of control addictions, which, as you know, passages cannot heal you of addictions. And I have interviewed Jeff, who you mentioned, who's the chief medical officer and working with you at Rythmia, and he made it really clear that the system that we operate with in the medical model and the rehab centers cannot heal people of addictions, because they are not able to get to the source of why that person is in so much pain that they have to do a behavior or a substance to numb the pain. And iboga is another plant medicine. It's not what is done at Rythmia, but it is, it's another example of the power of nature that has given us the answers, the healings. And plant medicine, we talk about it as plant medicine because I guess we can say that it is through the plants that we can truly heal, which is what medicine is supposed to do. But it's not just a physical healing. It's a spiritual healing. It's an emotional healing. It's a mental healing.
Fantastic. I love that.
And there's, I have such respect for the nature world because, and I feel that on these journeys, when we do the ceremonies, there are four ceremonies that are done in the week with the medicine, and they're done with, they're conducted by trained shaman who are there to assist and guide and protect. But whenever I do those journeys, I feel such a connection to Mother Earth, to Pachamama. I feel it alive. You know, you feel like you're alive and connected and communicating and part of this other dimension. That's the greater reality than what we normally have access to. So,
absolutely.
That's why I love this work. That's why I keep coming back, Sherry. I think
we love
I must,
having you, Doctor.
You know, I must be right there on the top of people who've come back the most.
Yeah, you're right there. Yeah, you are right.
Little did I know, but I just find it so profound, and I love putting the programs together. It's like sounding a note, so people can receive it and resonate with it and come. I don't try to convince anyone to come. I just, inspire and let them. It's like being called. It's you're being called to come. And I just sound the note, and people can come. They choose to.
I'm glad that you're doing that for us, and it means a lot to us. And, like, we love having you and your group back all the time. And, it's a great honor for me to be on the show with you. It's a great honor for me to have you do your workshop here. And we're really super proud to know you. And we really mean that. And you really get, sometimes when you get people that are educated in psychology, they tend to miss the spiritual aspect of what goes on. This healing of the soul and the reuniting of the soul, and you really get it. You nail it, and it's a great thing. It's a great thing to have both tools in your chest.
Absolutely. So before we have to say goodbye to Jerry, I want to first of all let people know if they want to get his book, and I'll just say it: Shit the Moon Said, A Story of Sex, Drugs, and Ayahuasca. And by the way, Mark Victor Hansen has written the foreword to it. There's a quote from John Gray. You have all these really highly respected people who've been to Rhythmia, who've lectured at Rhythmia, who endorse everything you're doing at Rhythmia, because they understand as well. And I also want, so people can go to Amazon. Is that the best place to pick up?
Yeah, Amazon is the best place to get the
book. I have to say, it's a really fun read, because your story is absolutely entertaining to the nth degree. So I encourage people to pick it up, learn what's possible, what can be healed. There is nothing that cannot be healed. There is no trauma so big it cannot be healed. And I think that's an important message that people need to hear. And the other thing I want to say is that August 26th, I will be returning as one of the invited lecturers, workshop presenters to Rhythmia, which is all part of the experience. There's so much: massages, colonics, mud baths, organic food, yoga, meditation, classes, as well as this breathing experiences, transformational breathing, plus the medicine, the plant medicine ceremonies. It's a busy week. And August 26th, I will be there for the week doing my Radical Rejuvenation Reset Workshop. So if you'd like to come and get radically rejuvenated on, as well as everything else we've just talked about, please join me that week, August 6th. This year, 2018, and 2019, February 10th, I will be bringing a group. I will not be facilitating, but I will be bringing a group back to Rhythmia, and there's some great special offers that I have for people who want to come as part of that group. So people need to contact me or go to rythmia.com/Selman for my name, Selman, to talk to people at Rythmia, and they will know you're part of my group, and they will let you know what some great, great, great deals are. So all I can say, Jerry has been really generous to support people to come back. So I can't wait to come back, Jerry, and I just want to thank you for joining me today. We've been talking with Jerry Powell, who's the founder and inspiration behind Rythmia Life Advancement Center. Check it out, rythmia.com/Selman. And Jerry, I just so honor the work you're doing. I so honor who you are, and I'm just so grateful that I've met you and I'm part of this amazing journey we're making together. So thank you for everything you do, and especially thank you for your time today.
We love you, Doctor. We love you, and thank you for putting up with me and my dog. Say, my one dog has surgery, and I couldn't let her out. But thank you for putting up with that, and I just can't wait to see you as usual, and thank you for supporting us, and know that we support you right back. We think the world of you.
Thank you so much, and thank you all of you listening in today. I'm sure it's like helping you open up your minds to what's happening, and until next time, remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.